attention, please. The next Metro train approaching your station will be a Metro Express train and will not stop.
Welcome to Voices Carry Live. That train was moving. Now comes the fun part. Welcome. This is a podcast broadcasting from the beautiful village of Cary, Illinois. My name is Randy Scott, and this is your megaphone and microphone. We did a lot of breaking down of a lot of things. We went through a lot, and we unpacked a lot. I don't know of how many mainstream terms that I can say. I think the kids are saying unpack it and break it down. But we've done a lot on this show, and I wanted to stay true to my mantra of saying get back to basics, which is essentially listening to you. And I've had this call-in and text-in show for a while, and not a lot of people have reached out, but it's really interesting because I get to see the analytics of videos I create, and it's a little disheartening because I know that, like, we've done some damage to the voices, and especially after 2020 and with just people are kind of, they have their calluses now, and they don't want to talk, they don't want to speak up, or it might be just a social media thing, I don't know. I encourage you to speak up. This is the most beautiful country in the world that we have fought for our freedoms, and we need to protect those freedoms by speaking. It doesn't mean take up arms. It means just talking. And I greatly encourage you to share this feed, not for the sake of reach or spread or anything, but just to share it, or just type like, hey, that bald guy's doing that live thing again. You should text in. I changed it from phone, like call in and text in, to just text, just to try to ease into it a little bit, because the phone thing might be a little intimidating for people, especially like you don't know. I'm not going to share phone numbers. I'm not going to do anything like that on the air or, you know, privately. I just want to get the conversation going. It gets the people going. And we did a lot of breaking down of stuff. The view time of some of these videos that I put out, of like this last one of like the school district, of me just talking about what I see with the school district and the relationship I'd like to see the village of Cary have with not only the school district, but every entity, especially residents, it's inspiring to see like the long watch times, not just hop in, hop out. I mean, you get those, but there's a lot of people interested. So I think I'm over the target, and I'm going to hover there for a little bit. And last show, what else did I write down? This is the fun part. To where we start to talk. I've done my due diligence. There's probably more stuff that can come out, but I think we're at a we're still climbing, but we're not letting off the throttle. But we're kind of leveling off a little bit just to get your voices in. I think we need to get the voices in right now. So many analogies. I was thinking the other day when I was putting, I was transcribing a podcast into an article, and I was thinking to myself, like, if I was in a mayor position and a leader in a community for 12 years, and I had somebody that grew up in the town that I had led, went through the schools, answered 911 calls in the town, I would be very proud that we've created somebody that wanted to throw their hat in the ring. And that's, I'm not just self, but it's very interesting. And honestly, I would be thankful because I created a business to try to create more family time. And here I am alone in a studio speaking with you. I left while we were having dinner to come get ready. So it's, I would be thankful. I would want people to rise up. That's why I always say, like, when if I get the pleasure of and the honor of getting in to the mayor position of Cary, Illinois, I'm going to be trying to get parents involved for every level of elected or assigned positions, and try to put out incubators into schools. I think Mr. Kaunick has did a little bit of that so far with Cary Grove High School. They come in and speak, and it kind of gets them involved. So that's good on him. But I think we can do better of trying to. I've tried to always focus on tomorrow and respecting the past to try to have a better tomorrow. And not just, I've watched all these debates of like the last debates with the mayor, and it's always been just like we're spinning wheels. And I see a really good opportunity to slingshot here. And get aligned and get back on track with the residents of Cary, Illinois. The last show, probably the most impactful show that I've had for myself, was the last one. First of all, if you're watching, we have quite a few viewers across all streaming platforms now. That doesn't mean they're all necessarily in Cary, Illinois. But if you're watching, text in. I've had a lot of people reach out to me saying, how do you think about this? What do you think about this? And I'm like, well, I've spoken about it for the last year on my podcast. And it is nice to have that resource to be like, hey, watch this. And then give them a direct answer right there. I just want to get this 9 o'clock availability out there so that people can text in whatever like issues. Like there might be something that I haven't covered. I know that there probably is. I can think of a few right now that I haven't covered, but there could be an issue that hasn't even been uncovered yet, and to where, or something good. It could be something good. Be like, hey, we should double down on this. So if you can, tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell your dog. Voices Cary Live, 9 o'clock, text in is running on all cylinders. And we got, this is the fun part. The last show that was the most meaningful and most fun to kind of get the stuff off my chest about the school district, because I think there's been a silent majority that have been just watching our school district get dismantled. I know that there is, because I was one of them, and to talk about it was really good. And it is kind of a risky thing to kind of just focus on school district for a campaign. And I'm not just focusing on a school district for a campaign, but I think schools are just your beacon. Like it says a lot about how you run the town and how you take care of your schools. Pretty much every realtor is going around being like, hey, this is this school here. It's like, I want to make Cary like the, when you go to a realtor, and or just if you're looking for something else like rental or something, if when you go to a realtor, they're like, "Oh, you want to play with the big dogs? You want to go to Cary, Illinois? They got schools. They got strong police that are keeping the streets safe and the kids safe on the streets. Good fire, amazing fire response. Not just good. I'm going to hear about that. And it's just that's where I, you know, to infinity and beyond. And it's very doable once you stop messing around with all this other fun stuff. So the last show was a District 26 breakdown. And don't be scared of the overhead shot. I'm not going to hang out here a long time. But I just wanted to read you an excerpt to see if you wanted to hop over and check out that last show. District 26 Superintendent Brandon White said, to give you a little context, I went through District 26. I went through 155. I know the nooks and crannies of the village and the district, and I know where we can improve. I know where our strengths are, which are more than where we need to improve. I don't know all of them. That's why I want to get in. I want to get in the room with the superintendent and hand deliver him that letter of apology from the village of Cary for the roller coaster ride that we strapped him into for the last 14 years. And this is what he had to say. So I'm just going to go through this, and this is what our last video covered. District 26 Superintendent Brandon White said he had hoped to keep the Maplewood property, but ultimately recommended the transfer agreement to the school board. I don't sit here with a big smile, White said, but he said he wants to avoid costly litigation with the village over its denial of rezoning the land. So they rezoned. They didn't want to. I came across a really, there's people that come out of the woodwork around elections or, and they write these articles. I don't have it with me, but I read it earlier today, and it was about how nobody, whoever wrote this article, which I have a pretty good idea, said nobody in around Maplewood wants the school and the ball fields because they're pissed off about the buses. They can't stand the buses. So that's why the apartments need to go in there. And it makes zero sense about that claim. And District 26 had the bus lot, had the potential for new school building. And they put quite a bit of money into this. And then the village pretty much said no through legal terms, which is not how you treat a school district. Just to, it's like, it's essentially like a bully on a playground kicking all the other kids out of, you know what they've essentially done? I was going to use a sandbox analogy, but what they've essentially have done is they walked up to a four square at recess, and they said, "Give me the ball. All of you get the hell out." And now they're playing four square by themselves. So I have, he goes on to say, "I have to even place my own personal feelings aside and return back to those three goals. What's best for our kids? Does it make financial sense to the district? And ensuring sustainability in our transportation center and the services that we provide and safe working conditions for our staff," White said. District 26 originally planned to demolish the former Maplewood School building and constructing a new $6 million transportation center on the property. The transportation center would be allowed to stay at Maplewood until the new center at Aldi was created. And then down here, "I'm frustrated," District 26 Board President D. Darling said. "We are very transparent in the process following through with putting in a zoning application during all this stuff, And I feel right now we are acting under duress at not being able to use our property. That's just mind-boggling stuff to me. And out of all the other things that I could have done a holding pattern over, I think this is where I'm going to kind of hover, because it's personal to me, and you want to keep personal feelings out of it, but it's also personal to a heck of a lot of other people. And if you're in town and you've had kids, this is why I'm not afraid of hovering over this for a little bit. Because if you're in town and your kids are out of the house, you want your kids to move back home. But they're not going to move back home if the adults don't know their left hand from their right in the meeting room with the village and the school district, because the village is giving them the business. And that's why I'm going to hover over it for a little bit. And I'm not afraid to say it. You know, I'm not keeping it close to the vest with that. I think I'm going to stand tall, as Mike Wolf says. I'm going to stand tall on that offer and just hover over the school issue, because it ultimately affects a lot of people. And even if you have no kids, like the way you treat your school district when nobody's watching, even though they are watching, but they're not necessarily given the tools and resources to do anything about it, which is hopefully soon going to change. It affects you, even if you don't have children, because that everybody sees it. It's a small town. Like if you're a cop on the street, if you're it's just morale. It's morale. So let's take a look, see if. No text in, but I thought I'd go through, go back to basics and go through some current events on social media here. I've kind of come down off the trying to make it a refined show and try to, I have enough content to where I can make it to where there's viewership retained when that time comes. And I just want to be here for you guys, and it's probably going to be long form from here on out. So if you get bored enough, maybe you'll decide to fire off a text. Like this, Illinois School Network. Too many students, not enough space, so construction in Yorkville is about to become more expensive. And that's pretty much what we've done to our school district. Is on that map, the land that we took from them had the school for future expansion. Now we're putting in 400 families and other apartments, all while squeezing the tax dollars because it's in a TIF district. And I've said this before, I wouldn't be surprised if we get to a point to where we're going to have to be doing trailers for classrooms at locations because of the influx. Because they're like after April, they're going to be, everything's on the taxiway right now, waiting to slingshot with the Route 31 New Haven, the Maplewood project, and if you don't get out there and vote, you're not there. It's probably going to be business as usual. Yeah, text if you're watching and you have like a comment about Cary, Maplewood Project, the Route 31 project, New Haven being blown through to Route 31 to as soon as that happens, as soon as New Haven Road goes, New Haven Drive becomes a road and goes into Route 31, as soon as it opens, Google Maps is going to be like, ooh, and start routing people. And it's not going to be the place you moved into anymore. If you're interested in what I had mentioned about the school district, I'll put a link in the description below after the show. It's not hard to find. It's literally the last one or two shows that's on there. And that's another thing. I said I've been going through. Football games are usually won in the watching film, and that's what I've been doing for a while now. And I have heard nothing. I've mentioned it many times and sent. I think Northwest Herald coordinates all this, but I'm completely open for a debate. And that could be anytime, anywhere. So I'd look forward to that. And I think it's just, you deserve it. Definitely not running this out of my basement. Trying to, you know, shout from the rooftops to try to get people involved, and even though that we're just doing this show with current events and stuff, that doesn't mean the campaign's throttling back. There's still fun stuff to come, but it's always going to be with the overall tone that we've always had. Got this, CG Athletics, extremely proud of Lucas's accomplishments at state for wrestling. CG, congratulations. Yeah, let me check one more time. No text. If you're watching and you want to sound off, fire off a text. And In a few days, there is a village board and zoning, and we haven't covered those live yet, so I thought that'd be fun and cover that live and see, kind of give them some love and just kind of show everybody what's going on there. And I think there is an open position. There's an application out for the board and zoning that's all appointed by the mayor. To my knowledge, like, the applications go to the mayor and then the mayor appoints. So use that information how you will. Oh, and pretty much any social media of mine has been scrubbed, and it's been like that for a while, from Kerrygrove chat. And it's not because I've spammed or anything, it's just politics. Kerrygrove chat and I don't know if it's politics for sure, but I mean, it smells like it. And then there's some really good ones. The Voice for Maplewood. They don't allow pages. If you're trying to influence change, I don't really understand why you have to keep that private. I have my own. If you have no idea what I'm talking about, it's just there's these Facebook groups that are kind of they have handlers, and I really rely on the public. No, I don't think I would even want to post my own stuff into that, because it's kind of like self-promoting and it doesn't hit as hard. It hits harder when I want to go to the drawing board and make better content and make better influential content about stuff that matters to you, that you want to be like, I gotta shout this from the rooftops. So if you see something that you align with me on and you want to share it, do so on those platforms, on those groups, and see if it sticks. And if it doesn't, that might show you, like, that's why independent journalism is so important now. We have the tools to be independent journalists, and there's no such thing as a media pass. If you're a citizen of the United States, you are part of the media. There's no official media pass organization. Get involved and join the chat. Especially once you think about it, you know, you have one major distribution of content for the area, and then you have, and we've all seen this on a national scale, and then you have these different cliques, and sometimes you might be part of that thinking that you're getting the most up-to-date stuff, and you might not even be in the know for some stuff. So that's why using lateral thinking, of not just vertical thinking, scrolling, but when you see something, go off and veer off and do your own research and then make content yourself. Start an X account, start a Facebook account. And you can be anonymous. There's no shame in being. The founding fathers didn't use their real name because of fear of retaliation. And that was the one thing I did with my X account, was I wanted to use my real name, because I was like, here I am. And You know, if you have a problem with the way I view things, I want to hear about it because that's how we grow. And I didn't want to, I wanted that to be a sign of like, I'm here to play. Oh, this. McHenry's Economic Development Department is working with McHenry School District 156, building owners and artists to develop new murals. See, nature is healing. We're going to have faded murals again. Like those faded Coca-Cola murals on the side of buildings. I'm sure they can't be advertisements, but it's McHenry and Crystal Lake. You have that beautiful bike at Lucky Brake Bikes. They have that beautiful mural. This show becomes more entertaining when you give me something to tee off on, because if you text, then that could get me going for like an hour. So yeah, we pretty much ran out of runway with the current events. We're about 46 minutes into it with some intro. Oh yeah, 37 passed. No texts. I'm gonna put up the hold. Unless there's, I'm gonna put up the hold overlay, and if you see the overlay on to my left, I went over that in detail in that same District 26 video that I'll be posting underneath, and if you're interested in hearing me go into detail on that, and if you see anything on that you have a question about, text in. And we'll have some fun, but I'm gonna do the hold. I'm gonna do a few things, and brainstorm. Wake the cat up, and tell the, you know, take the phone off the hook, and just, you know, be like, hey, voices carries on. I'm texting in. I'm fired up. I'll do the hold until. Uh, 9:45, and then there's no text there, I'll sign off. But thank you for joining me tonight, and I'll see you at 9:45.
Play nice. Welcome. We'll be right back.
Welcome back. We did get one text. They said, what are those flags behind you? And those flags behind me are, whenever I see something that is like, I want to take note of it, and I like to keep things that whenever I feel like something's not right, I like to keep that. Like, for instance, we got the electrical aggregation cumulative letter from some service when Illinois opened up to where other companies can sell electrical electricity to your home. It's still through ComEd lines, but it's law says that you have to make that those infrastructure available to other companies, and that opens up a whole bunch of fun stuff that can happen, a whole bunch of fancy footwork. And what we did, which I wasn't really too fond of, and I kept the letter. It's in the pile over there somewhere. I have a whole pile of every show note that I had. We'll go through that one day. The letter was pretty much, including my own household, was, so opt-in means that, hey, I get a letter. Even if I don't read it, I don't get automatically forced into the situation, which is switching electrical provider. An opt-out means we know best, speaking from the village's point of view, on how to run your household. And it doesn't just stop at the meter. We're going to control the electricity that we sell to you. And they do that because there's incentives on green energy through different providers that have different claims of green energy. And it's essentially coming from the same supply. It's not like there's one line for this company and there's one line for ComEd and there's one line for this. It's just all pretty much virtual. And the letter that I got was an opt-out along with a lot of other residents. And I kept that because it's something that I want to remember, something that I'll probably frame and have up in the office to not dictate residents on how to run their household. And that's just one area that we can improve on. And then, and the whole relationship with the electrical provider is that you can, like, for instance, Gurnee does it. Some other municipalities do it. But there's I looked at all the sheets of all the different municipalities, and some make claims of, like, your rate per kilowatt will never go over the going rate that ComEd's selling it for. They'll never go higher. And that's how they ethically say that, well, we can do this because you're never going to pay more than what you would have had in the first place. That's only for the kilowatt hour. But then once you get opt-in and it just becomes a bill again, if you even noticed it in the first place, there's fees that get tacked on and there's fees that slowly creep up after a while. So the kilowatt stays the same, but there's fees. And me personally, like, even if ComEd's a little higher on the kilowatt hour, like, they're the ones on the damn poles in the snowstorm fixing the lines. I'd rather give them the cash in their pocket and buy electricity from them than office that's at like a shared workspace that says that they sell electricity. And then the other thing was the home rule thing. They put it in the water bill. I had never seen anything else put in the water bill. No meeting dates, no business spotlight of the week, no anything. But when it comes to home rule, and when they were pushing that, it was all like a coordinated like they put it in the water bill. And I'm sure there's other people that saw this. And it's amazing, like when they're for something, they get behind it and they blast it out. Like every day there was something on social media, like the fake people shaking hands, like come and have coffee. Let's talk about home rule. It was just a great line of fun. And I just didn't like that. It was just in the water bill. It was kind of force fed in everybody's homes. And it was all pretty much reasons why it's good. So that's another thing that I kept that'll probably be framed. And then we'll just pick one. What's this one? This one's from a way back. It's says $4,500 balloon artist. There was a, I won't get into the details of it, but I'm in the wrong business if balloon artists are making $4,500. So yeah, I care. I try to keep things to where I have tangible things to remind me, to always advocate for even people I don't know. So yeah, that's, those are the flags. Whenever I see something, I'll pick one off. And there's, I have a master list that I write down because my handwriting on some of those is not good. Yeah. Let's see if I got another text. Nope. Well, it's coming up on 10. And this is nice. This is the fun part. This is where I look forward to doing this after the election. Maybe not as regular, but definitely have a presence and like not every day, but kind of have a fire, like for those that are interested, have like a fireside chat on the regular. I think about all the people that are not into local happenings and local politics. I think about that all the, like, I think about, because you shouldn't have to be as deep as I am into local politics, which is something that I never, that's why I said 4 years, correct course, and incubator for getting parents involved. The position of mayor makes $700 a month. And that might be something to look at, to where if you up that to get folks involved instead of the people that have a lot of irons in the fire. And if you up that a little bit to make it to where you turn the Village of Cary into like a motorworks of Barrington parking lot, but just up it a little bit to where you can get some skin in the game for parents to get involved and want to run for office. That might be something to look at, to where you attract a different person that isn't about just has different priorities. And I don't think they're doing it on purpose. I remain hopeful. Some of the things tell me that I've seen tell me different, but I like to think that it's just there's a level of comfort, and they've been in so long and they've never been challenged, that they think that they're doing right by the community, but they're actually just all out just tone deaf to the residents. So that's why we need to get parents involved. We need to get our youth involved, more than just one speaking session and one it needs to be like when they come in and do like a speaking session about something, it's usually to like a bump set spike. It's usually with something that they have further out on the radar, and they want to be like, well, the kids even came and spoke to us about it. Like, shit, we got to do something about this. It's usually something like they're at the nets setting that up. And I don't want to just use the students for that. I want to actually get them involved and show them the inner workings and kind of just maybe like change the entire aura of elections from there on out. Of it's not just complete polar opposites. It's like you're right there to where you got a good pool to choose from, and the organization has a strong enough compass to where it's not just, well, we're either making a hard left or we're making a hard right, not politically, but just in terms of where we're going. And that's what I want to get it back to, is just to where it's not just it's not such a radical difference of direction. So we're coming up at 9 o'clock. No more texts, but thank you for whoever sent that text in, and thank you again for joining me at Voices Cary Live. Text in, and tell your neighbors, tell your friends, tell Siri, and let's get the Voices of Cary in on the chat. And if you're listening out there and you have access to some of those other groups, just say like, hey, there's open hours at 9 o'clock to sound off about anything. So let me I'm gonna head back, and thank you very much for joining me, and it's always a pleasure to put something together for all of you, for you personally at home. And it's we're in the fun part. So we'll see you tomorrow at 9 o'clock. Thank you for joining me, and have a wonderful evening.
You're confirmed at T-minus 10 seconds.
In counting, 10, 9, 8.
Now on, you must take good care of your toys. Because if you don't, we'll find out, Sid. We toys can see everything.
So play nice.
Welcome.